From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A team of UN observers has been evacuated from a town in northern Syria where an explosion damaged their vehicle after a protest. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports the observers spent the night with Syrian rebels.
The observers had gone to the town of Khan Sheikhoun to check whether the Syrian army had removed its fortified checkpoints as part of a UN-brokered peace plan. They arrived during a funeral for a man who'd been killed over the weekend by Syrian security forces. That funeral turned into a protest. Then security forces shot and killed some protesters. An explosion followed, damaging three UN cars. UN officials say the team has now been retrieved unharmed. Syrian state TV said the team had been kidnapped by the rebels. Meanwhile, a neighborhood of the rest of city of Homs that houses those displaced by fighting is under siege. Activists there say 15 people have been killed and some 200, including women, have been rounded up and arrested. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.
Uncertainty over whether Greece will stay in the eurozone is rattling nerves in other weak economies nearby. As Lauren Freyer reports, it's getting more expensive for Spain and Italy to borrow money on the markets.
Bond yields in Spain and Italy have shot up. They're pushing levels that sent Greece, Ireland, and Portugal into bailouts. The difference between interest on Spanish and German debt has hit its widest gap since the euro began in 1999. Spain will have to pay nearly $40 billion just in interest on its debt this year. In Parliament today, the Prime Minister referred to the pit that we find ourselves in and vowed to slash spending even more. Ratings agencies have downgraded banks in Italy and Spain, and stocks across Europe are down. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
But those stocks have been pairing losses. Residents in and near the old Arizona mining town of Crown King remain under evacuation orders as a wildfire threatens their homes. It's been a surprise to some of them, including L'Oreal Mine.
I was pretty convinced that it was going to go the other way.
But she tells KNXV-TV she's happy about what's most important.
Kids are good. Dogs are good. My husband's well. My family's safe.
Firefighters are struggling with several blazes in Arizona and Colorado in hot, dry conditions. Jamie Dimon has kept his post at the helm of J.P. Morgan Chase, but there was some tension at the bank's shareholder meeting after the bank's revelation that it had lost $2 billion in 6 weeks on questionable trading activities. Today, a previously scheduled House hearing examines how to better regulate banks to prevent the type of financial meltdown caused in part by extremely risky trading gone bad in 2007 and 8. J.P. Morgan's troubles are energizing proponents of better oversight and more regulation. Stock prices have opened higher on news that April housing starts are up and industrial production up. This is NPR. An Army soldier killed during the Vietnam War is being remembered today. NPR's Giles Snyder brings the story of a long-dead hero.
Specialist Leslie Sabo Jr. is receiving the Medal of Honor posthumously for actions he took when his platoon was ambushed by North Vietnamese forces near a village in eastern Cambodia in 1970. The White House says Sabo saved the lives of several of his fellow soldiers, at one point using his body to shield a wounded comrade from a grenade blast. The White House says after suffering wounds in the explosion and from automatic weapons fire, Sabo crawled toward an enemy emplacement and used another grenade to silence his foes. It was that blast that killed him. Sabo's widow and his brother are expected to attend the White House ceremony with the President and First Lady. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Court records indicate George Zimmerman had injuries the night he fatally shot a Florida teenager in February. As NPR's Cheryl Corley reports, his medical records have been released to the court handling his second-degree murder case.
The shooting death of unarmed high schooler Trayvon Martin caused a nationwide controversy and widespread protest against Florida's Stand Your Ground law. And George Zimmerman, who's been charged with second-degree murder, has claimed he acted in self-defense. The Florida prosecutor handling the case has turned over numerous documents to the court, and ABC News reports they include Zimmerman's medical records from a visit with his family physician the day after the shooting. Those records reportedly show Zimmerman had a pair of black eyes, a nose fracture, and two cuts to the back of his head. Prosecutors say Zimmerman provoked a confrontation. He's been in hiding since being freed on bail last month. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.
I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.